Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
RahulHundy at RahulHundy.com. Starting with the Panthers, who are off to a 2-0 start to the season after beating Philly 2-1. Next up, the Cats will host Ottawa tomorrow night. In the NFL, Week 6 began with the Giants upsetting the Eagles 34-17. Week 6 continues on Sunday with the Dolphins hosting the Chargers. And in baseball, the Dodgers advanced to the ALCS, beating the Phillies 2-1 in 11 innings. And the Cubs forced a Game 5 with the Brewers with a 6-1 win. Joe, the way that Dodgers game ended, you got to feel for that guy, right?
Well, I got to tell you this. The friggin' Dodgers, man. They are... It's kind of...
Ohtani's been so bad, too.
Oh, Lord.
He's been bad. Just, 1-for-20 or something?
I saw one. Was it? It might be up by the end of that game. Yeah. 1-for-17. The guy struck him out again. He's been terrible. But see, they're bringing in pitchers, Cy Young winners, for another Cy Young winner. And half of them are Tampa Bay pitchers, right?
Yeah.
They were with Tampa Bay at one point. They get all these guys, players from Japan. They get great pitcher. They get best player in baseball. And they got a couple guys that are cold right now. Actually,
that thing's going back to Philly if that guy realizes you got to throw to first. I mean, so he bobbles the ball and you could just tell all panic set in there, man.
Well,
that's just so tough.
That team's going to be, you can't pitch any better than you just did. And they lost and they're home. Philly's done. And by the way, Philly spends a lot of money. Don't feel bad.
I feel bad for that pitcher. They had the camera right in that guy's face as he was walking off the field.
Tell you what, starting pitching last night was nasty. Nasty good. All right. We've welcome back for the 7 o'clock hour. Man, I just saw Ron McGill's in making the rounds. One of my favorite guys. So he'll join us, talk to us a little bit about the zoo. You know, it's all never gets old, man. Whether it's young kids you have and you're listening right now or it's your grandkids, Zoo Miami. So we'll have Ron McGill join us a little bit later on. We've got Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider. Kim Bocamp are going to join us. We'll get him lathered up here. Listen, I just want to say this about the Dolphins. The Dolphins are getting ready to play the Chargers. You know that. They're coming in. They officially have the most injured offensive line in football. Seriously, in football. They got four guys out for sure, including their starting offensive tackles, who are high number one picks. I mean, they went all in the last couple years to get Slater and Ault. Two guys that right out of college, you're like, damn, they're ready to go. They're ready to line up. Now they got some of their backup tackles hurt. They're moving guys around. When you have to go not only bring practice squad guys up that have to play, now you got to get another batch. That's where they are with this situation. Nobody's going to feel bad for them. You just got to beat them up. This is not a sympathy day today for the Chargers because this is part of the game. The Dolphins have had to deal with some of this at certain positions, or just didn't get enough players for certain positions in the offseason, which is a different topic. But you got to beat these guys. You got to at least take care. And if you don't win the game, you at least, this is a good time for Anthony Weaver and that defense. When you start talking, you're no longer playing against Pro Bowl guys. You're playing, not even in some cases, their backups. You can't let them run. And you can't let them have time to throw. By the way, Justin Herbert has been sacked about as much as any quarterback in the game. He's been running for his life. He needs to do some more running this week. This Sunday, he needs to run around. Now, I'm not saying all of a sudden that means the Dolphins win. I'm not saying that. I haven't seen it through five games. I got to see it to believe it, that they're going to play better and put together a complete game and not just one quarter and then score 7 points the next three. Or after being down 17-0, the other team goes, what are we doing throwing the ball so much? Let's start running it and run for 200-something yards in three quarters. So, you know, like everybody else, show me, man. Show me right now with everything else that's going on. And by the way, while we're at it, and I know the media, we're all looking down the road and who's going to be on the new list to be the new head coach here. If and when that happens, take Bill Belichick off that list. Seriously. I don't know a lot, but I know Bill Belichick's got no shot to leave North Carolina and come back and be the Miami Dolphins coach. No shot. None that he's going to be the next coach here. So stop with that one. And please stop with the ESPN analysts too. Please stop with the ESPN analysts. Every guy that sounds so good on, you want him to be your next GM, you want him to be your next head coach, you want him to be the next coordinator. Stop it. Stop. They've had a lot of chances, and they're all still sitting there for a reason. So I get it, man. And the John Gruden thing, stop. I get it. I know, but just because somebody says something you like, please, you're better than that. You're just better than that. Don't let's not do that. So anyway, I just wanted to bring that up this morning, and again, there's gonna be a lot of time to talk about all this stuff, and for Tua, I just want to see him finish out a game. That's it. Finish it out strong in the fourth quarter. I know he threw a touchdown in the fourth quarter. I know that. That was the 7 points they scored the last almost three quarters. That was the seven. Sometimes you got to finish it out with another drive. And it's not all on him. I know the offensive line has struggled. I see inside, which is a problem when your guys inside are struggling. It's the fastest way to get to the quarterback. I get it. It's always been like that. I understand that. But let's just put together a good game, and then you can go home and enjoy it with your family and all those other things that you talk about. I'm trying really hard to stay away from things that everybody's saying, because I get it. I get it as a guy who wants to see the team win and have for a long time. I do. And I know, I'm guessing in his own way, he wants the same thing. I'm guessing he wants to win too, besides put up good numbers and stay healthy, which we need him to do. Somebody asked me last night about the backup quarterback. I go, no, this has got to be on this guy. It's got to be on this guy to see what's going to happen. It's got to be him. Hey, another really cool story going on here. Really, really cool. I just saw this last night. You see who the two top sack guys are in the NFL, Woody? Nick Benito and Brian Burns. What a great story. Seven sacks each. Brian Burns had a couple last night, got traded to the Giants. Nick Benito playing with Denver. I think he was a third-round pick, if I'm not mistaken. From St. Thomas Aquinas and American Heritage Plantation. What a cool, cool story. That a couple of pass rushers are chewing it up from right down here in South Florida. Always like those stories. That's my teaser to let you know Larry Bluestein's coming up next, and we'll talk to Blue about what ended up being pretty close game. Central was hanging in there with Northwestern and at Trask Pal last week, but we'll also move on to where we are right now and games coming up here this weekend. That if you get a chance, you might want to go out and watch. You might want to go check it out. And then, of course, last night, the big upset, man. You just never know in the NFL. I don't know about you, but I said, man, everybody's talking about the Eagles yesterday. And, man, the Eagles are going to kill the Giants. I go, yeah, they'll probably, I don't know if they'll kill them, but I know what kill means, like win by 10 or something. I could see that happening. Eagles lose last night to the Giants, and I mean they lost by three scores, 34-17. How's that to start the week in the NFL? Just when you get comfortable, that's why when you pick these games, and I know we got point spreads, but you pick games, you just never know. I think the Eagles were favored by, what, seven and a half last night? And that happens. That's crazy, man. Just crazy. crazy numbers. Jeez. Two rookies, a quarterback and a running back last night. And Woody, you are right. There's something about that personality that that Giants quarterback has that is pretty, pretty damn special. Jackson Dart is 17 to 25, 195 yards and a pass, one touchdown pass. He ran 20 yards for a second one. He ran 13 times for 58 yards. I don't know if he can keep this going on the run and stuff because he's but I'll tell you what, he's given this team some energy that Russell Wilson could not give. Now, he's going to have some uglies coming up here. There is some uglies on the way, but that and that Scatterboo.
Yeah, he's something, huh?
How about
it's
that
show? It's just funny, like the opening drive of that game, you know, he throws a pass, Dart throws a pass, the Eagles guy hits him in the chest, he drops it, right? They go down and end up scoring. I don't know how good he's going to be, Joe, but yeah, man, that guy just has the makeup of a quarterback, right?
Yeah.
And he's in a big market there with a team that's been bad for a while.
Like, he looks like he was ready to take this team over. From the moment he got called in, he's got a little, and by the way, you can see the team rallying around him, and Russell Wilson sees it too.
Look, I respect that it is hard to pick a quarterback. It's not the easiest thing in the world, right? All these guys have missed. They know what they're doing, but at least the next time around we pick a quarterback, just pick a guy who at least can act the part.
There you go. You got it in.
No, I'm being serious.
No, you got
like,
it
can't
in.
Can't you just pick you a guy that can act the part?
I'll bet you hit this hard yesterday for 4 hours.
No, the problem is I have Omar Kelly sitting next to me who's like, you know, telling me how elite Tua is because he's got some numbers or something he pulls out of his ass.
I did see Omar's social media stuff yesterday.
Good. I hope it was a bloodbath. He deserved it. And then he looks at me and he goes, all right, fine. It's all Tua's fault. It's all Tua's fault. I'm like, no, man, no one's saying that, but he's a big part of the problem.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I just want a quarterback that acts like a quarterback. That guy in New York last night.
You want that guy?
That's what it looks like.
Well, part of that acting he does, Tua cannot do, and one of them is that 20-yard run that he took off and made. Not going to happen.
I don't think Tua is going to be up on a stage with Fitzpatrick afterwards. I showed you the video. Scatterboo's up there. The quarterback's up there, and they're screaming and yelling.
Yeah.
I don't think our guys will be doing that anytime
soon. That's not his personality. No, that's not him. Hey, we got to go to break here. We've got Larry Bluestein, our South Florida High School football insider, going to join us in just a moment. I do want to talk about a couple of guys that have serious passion in what they do. Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah, the partners of Cohn and Judah Injury Law Firm, personal injury attorneys, the same partners who handle your case from start to finish, more than 30 years of experience each, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results, small enough just to call you back. Here's the best part. There are no other attorneys but those two. There's no handoffs. There's a lot of handoff attorneys going on right now. Handoff attorneys from names on the law firm to guys and girls and men and women that are attorneys that are handling all the cases. Yeah, a lot of these guys don't handle cases, but they're the front guys. Look great on the commercials. But if you think for some reason they're going to be handling your case, staying up night, trying to figure a game plan, how you can win big, especially when you've been injured and you get handed off to a couple of attorneys that forgot their people skills, never call you back, can't keep you update, and all of a sudden you don't feel like you're a priority, you need Cohn and Judah. You really do. You need to go back to the basics of somebody that cares, checks up on you. You can always get a hold of when you have a question, you're in pain. Go to CohnandJudah.com. Read the reviews. Partners who you can always get a hold of that care, man. Go to CohnandJudah.com. Read the reviews or call 866-FAIR-FEE. And remember this, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work. You hire them to do.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Larry Bluestone, our South Florida High School insider, giving me updates up in Carolina. Joe, Central's up. Northwestern's up. Anyway, 30-21, the final. Northwestern takes care of Central. You said good chance they'll play again here, huh?
Oh, 100%. There's nobody really in this region that's going to shake anything up. And, you know, what a classic setting. You know, I mean, the Saturday afternoon, kind of an hors d'oeuvre to the Miami-FSU game, packed house. Northwestern is just a better football team right now. You know, I mean, but that doesn't mean that in 5 weeks or 4 weeks that things aren't going to change, because now you got to remember, up until last Saturday, Central has only played 3 games because they had all those games rained out. But in this last week, they've already made up 3 of them. So they went from 3 wins to 6 wins pretty quickly. And they really don't have anybody the rest of the way. And Northwestern doesn't have anybody. And the region really is not great. So, yeah, there's a great chance that their round 2's coming up, and that's the one that's going to, I think, it's going to produce a state champion. And, you know, you could throw Jacksonville Reigns in there all you want. You did that last year. They came in here 13-0, and they got shut out. So, no, those are the 2 best teams by far in Class 3A. And, great setting, though. You know, I mean, you talk about high school football, and especially in South Florida, and, you know, you talk about athletes, you talk about, you know, rivalries, and that kind of epitomizes what, you know, what high school football is, and especially in Miami-Dade County.
All right, boy, the other nice story, man, is this Dillard team. I thought, it was going to be a close game. I thought the old neighborhood and the old Soul Bowl, Ely and Dillard. Boy, Dillard just pounded Ely. My God, now 7-0. That surprised you a little bit? It was so lopsided?
Because last year Dillard had the better team and Ely beat him. So, but there was a lot of revenge. And, you know, that's one of those games. That's a Northwestern Central type of game in Broward County. A lot of split families, as we, talked to last week. But Dillard could wrap up the district title tonight. They play up in Palm Beach County against Dr. Garcia High School. That's in their district. And then they kind of like just, you know, cruise right into the playoffs. And, you know, everybody's talking about their rematch, because remember last year in the playoffs, they had American Heritage, I believe, 14-10 early in the game. But that's a district that has to be taken care of, too, because tonight you have almost a survival game for Miami New Orleans, as they will play American Heritage tonight. It's a district game. And the winner, if New Orleans should win that game, that puts Archbishop McCarthy in the driver's seat.
Wow. This is unbelievable. This Archbishop story is truly unbelievable. How much better and how quickly they've been able to do it. It's incredible.
Well, you know what? When you do it the right way, and great coaching, and their facilities are like second to none. They're the only team in South Florida, maybe the only team in the state of Florida, has an indoor. So that attracts kids over there. And no, they've played extremely well. But like I said, they have Plantation tonight. If they take care of business, and New Orleans should come up with a win, that puts them very much in the driver's seat, to win. But I think, because the, you know, 4A, Class 4A is really not strong, I think, once again, all 4 of those teams, Plantation, Archbishop, Heritage, and Norland, all make the playoffs.
It's wow. Just, okay.
What do they do? Yeah, what do they do when they get in the playoffs? And last year, Heritage got hot, even though they lost Dia Bell last year. It was Malachi Tony that actually won.
I think we've heard that name a few times this year. Yeah, some people think he's the best freshman player in the country. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Wow.
He did. And, you know, before we go on, I just want to give a little shout out to St. Thomas Aquinas. They went overseas and they beat the NFL team, the
London NFL Academy. Yeah.
Yeah. 31-28. What an experience. You know, you just don't understand, for 15, 16, 17, 18 year old kids, you know, to go to a place where they, you know, they read about it, you know, and obviously in their world history classes and stuff like that, but get an opportunity. And, you know, Twan Russell, I mean, he's all about education, and being the athletic director, he kind of led the charge to make sure that the kids, you know, not only
great experience, football, man.
Yeah. Jeez, but he made sure he made sure that the kids got a chance to see every site, and yeah, they won. Now they they'll come back, and they closed with Chaminade, but their district too is pretty much and they are in 5A right now. Orlando Edgewater is a team that I'm going to throw out there early on in things that could be tough, and then Lakeland again. But a game that I'm going to tonight, and I know our Palm Beach fans always listen, is Delray Atlantic. Okay, they're undefeated, and they play for the district, pretty much a district title, against Coconut Creek, who's 6-1.
Yeah, Creek's had a good year. Yeah,
they've had a great year, Joe. But not only that, you look at Delray Atlantic, and remember, they're the ones that had that 20-0 first quarter lead against St. Thomas in the playoffs last year. So, and yeah, they lost a couple of kids, but they're undefeated. They're state rated. And that's the game I'm going to be going to tonight. I think it's going to be really, really good. Both teams are exceptional. Remember that Delray beat Norlin already this year, pretty handily. So it's going to be interesting. And then another one of our Palm Beach teams, we got to get them in there as well. And this is courtesy of our good friend Lewis Oliver, who told me all about that Glade Central has a chance to win the district tonight to play against Fort Myers Bishop Moreau. The Raiders are 6-0, and he thinks that this is the best team they've had in a long time. So we got to give Belle Glade and Glade Central and Pahokee, who's 5-1.
What nice stories, man. It's good when the muck is good, man. It's good. It's good when the sugar cane is healthy over there, man. That 100%. That's good for business over there. They got great folks, and that football over there, it just seems a little bit more important than a lot of other places in South Florida where football is always important anyway. So it's a nice story. By the way, Delray Beach Atlantic, best team in Palm Beach, or do you like West Boca? What are you thinking?
Well, that'll be settled. That's a final game of the season. That's going to be a war. Right now, I would say Delray Atlantic, because they've had a tough schedule. They've had to play a couple of Dade County teams. They played Norlin. And not to say West Boca had to play Bergen Catholic, and they've played some pretty good teams. So that's going to pretty much set it up. I think when we get to that game, that's the same week as Chaminade and St. Thomas. So it's going to kind of set things up. But, yeah, I'd have to go with them 1-2. And they certainly have done a good job. And I don't want to leave out, Glade Central now that they've kind of got back in the mix. And like you said, it's 100%. When the muck is going good, all is well. And both them and Pahokee will end the season. And they'll pretty much be, I believe, 9-0 and 8-1, which is not a
amazing match. I mean, they are right back next to each other up there, too, if you haven't been up to see it. I mean, they back up to each other, and those games are really fun to watch. I'm glad I got the experience to see it twice. And go over there and see it. Yeah, that was really cool. Wouldn't go over real big with a wife, though, if I'm not back for, I got to be.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
No, Blue, you got it made, Blue. I mean, tell the family going out the door, like, honey, back to work tonight.
Yeah, well, it's been that way for years. But the whole thing is next week you have the GMAC week, and that will match up a couple teams. A lot of people are upset because they didn't put Northwestern as the number one seed. So Central will play South Ridge for the overall title.
That's a good one, man. That's always a good game.
And rightfully so, because Northwestern beat Central, so they should have been the number one seed, but I'm not going to take shots at the GMAC. I guess they had to do that.
It'll take care of itself, Blue. Don't get upset about that stuff. That's you just got to play who you play, man. Don't ever let that bother you, man. Don't 100%. Do that. Hey, we got enough problems with that Florida High School Athletic Association. What a bunch of frauds they are up there to start with. And the gutless cowards down here that don't support our schools more that have a vote in it, shame on them too. But that's another day, man, another topic for sure, because we don't want to do that, mess up high school football.
And I know you're anxiously awaiting our top five, because it changed.
Yeah, what do you got top five here in South Florida? I want to hear this.
St. Thomas will stay one. Northwestern stays in that two position.
All right.
Chaminade's at three. Moving South Ridge up to four.
Okay.
6-0.
Fair.
They came. Remember, they finished that game with Columbus last Monday, and they beat them. They came back and beat them. So Columbus has been a really big surprise this year. They're 2-5, but you never know because they're still going to make the playoffs, so they could come alive there. And then the number five team's Miami Central with Dillard and Ice Harris's Matter Academy and Palmetto. Yeah. West Broward Heritage and Cardinal Gibbons rounding out the top 10. So
you can't get a Palm Beach school in there, or are you just keeping them out on purpose?
Well, yeah, we'll keep those in Dayton, Broward. Well,
Palm Beach, that's Larry Bluestein's list. I just want to let you know, West Boca, I'm sorry, Atlantic, and the schools up there listen to us. I apologize. That was Larry Bluestein. Hey, Blue, thank you.
It would be tough. It would be tough for them to crack the top five. They may be in there right after that. So, but next week, you know what? I'm going to add the Palm Beach teams in there, and we'll do top 10. Just to save myself.
Blue, you're the best. Nobody can get mad at you except Uncle Luke. All right, hey Blue,
yeah,
thank you.
Let's not talk about that. That could be a documentary right there.
All right, Blue. Thanks, brother. Thank you, man. You are the best. You are the best, man. Nobody promotes high school football down here. The factory that it is. Hey, by the way, we're going to have a CEO of a big company join us next. So don't leave. It's something that you and your family enjoy. When I say CEO, the big man of something that everybody in South Florida enjoys, don't go away. That's my teaser coming back for you. Right now, I want to talk to you about something pretty serious. Dr. Barry and his staff at Recovery Unplugged. Hey, man. I've had a lot of friends, gone through a little bit myself where I've been off the road and going through some issues. You lose your job, you lose wives, you lose people you're close to, and all of a sudden you find yourself in the bottle and you get yourself in a little mental health problem. Well, listen, I want to let you know we're all talking about game changers on the field, but here's one for your mental health. Recovery Unplugged Behavioral Health has a beautiful mental health residential program in Fort Lauderdale for 12 years. They've helped over 20,000 people heal with expert clinical team and innovative treatments like this ketamine therapy for depression, anxiety, and trauma. Look, if you know somebody going through it, or you're listening right now and going through it and you find yourself in the same funk every day and everybody else has noticed, do something about it. If you or someone you love needs a winning strategy, call 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Everyone deserves a great season in life. Recovery Unplugged, heal out loud.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, do I hear some animals in the back there, Woody? Woody, do I hear? I think I do. I think I've heard that sound with my grandkids and my kids. I think so. The CEO of the best thing we've got going down here, Zoo Miami, Ron McGill, joins us.
I'm just the communications guy, Joe. But
what is the official title? President.
No, Director of Communications. Goodwill Ambassador. That's it. Goodwill Ambassador.
I like that one.
I can't believe you're a grandfather. I still can't believe that.
Four.
Holy jeez. I look at you and I'm going, man, I want to be a
kids.
Grandfather like him.
Man, I got to tell you, they all think I'm not all there, man. So, yeah, that's always an interesting one that's going on. Hey, man, so this zoo thing you have going, I always tell everybody it's one of the best things, as other things are closing.
Yeah, you're right.
It's just, man, and I guess we got to give credit to Dade County, understanding how important it is and the growth and what you guys, it's just one of the best zoos, man.
They've been so supportive of us, and it's really great. You know, we've got this great new parks director, Christina White. She's been fantastic. Really,
She has
been fantastic.
Well, then, Christina White, I love you, and we
fantastic.
Love you.
She really is.
That's great. Man, there's always so much stuff, and, you know, catch the right day to go. It's just everything, so much parking. The whole experience is great, whether you want to walk and get your steps in or you want to cheat the system a little bit. You can do it. A ton of ways to get away and feed the giraffes right out of your frigging hand and have the kids crying. It's okay. They won't bite. No
deal. There you go.
It's great. So what else you got going on, man?
This big party, Joe. This is what I talked to you about. On October 18th, it's the adults-only party. You know, the zoo during the daytime's Clark Kent.
Not one of those Halloween.
Oh, adult. Yeah. One year we had Lady Jo- We haven't done this.
What goes on with women when they tell their husband, I'm going to dress naughty tonight. It's the most beautiful thing.
It's fantastic. We haven't done this party for close to 10 years because previous administration thought it was a little too risque for the zoo's image, blah, 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 blah. We finally convinced them, listen, we got to appeal to different genres here.
Yeah.
The last time we had the party, we had a woman dressed only in Saran wrap, brother. She was a Saran wrap mummy. Nothing else, just a Saran wrap. You know what I mean? It was fantastic. Okay. But this is a great party because adults, Joe, people our age, when they put on a costume, especially the women, it's fantastic because they have a sense of anonymity and you see this part of people that's just a lot of fun.
Right.
So we got 20 of the best restaurants, everybody, Tap 42, Tacos and Tattoos, Golden Rule, you know, I mean, Texas Roadhouse, all you can eat bites. We got open bars, all you can drink. It's got this great costume contest. It's going to have some great prizes. We got a fire dancer. We got Wild Fork is giving us major steaks to feed to the tiger that night. We're going to do a big major public tiger feeding with Wild Fork steaks, if you can believe that. The tiger eats better than I do, for God's sake.
Wow. Yeah. Animals are well taken care of there.
Oh, yeah. And then, listen, not that you know, we got some performers. We got Bow Wow's going to be doing a performance there. This Justina Valentine, another performer, is going to be there. So we got some big movers and shakers coming, too. It's going to be a heck of a party.
Wow, you've loaded up. What's going to be the official date on this?
It's October 18th, brother. From 7 to 11. Now, the tickets are normally $150 a piece, but I'm going to tell you something. You use my code that I'm going to give you, RONMM25. RONMM25, you get 15% off. Now, Miami is one of the most expensive places in the whole country to eat out, right?
Yes.
Where do you go to eat all you can eat from 20 great restaurants, all you can drink, open bars from Bacardi bars for $150? I can't tell you.
Yeah, nowhere.
It's not going to happen. Plus, with this discount, you get a list. And they got a group thing where you can buy four tickets for $500. You can apply the 15% to that. So you're basically getting $100 a ticket. And it's this great party. And I'm telling you guys, I cannot overemphasize. I've been at the zoo for 46 years. This is really the most fun adult party we throw.
Wow. October 18th. That's fantastic. So bottom line is, don't plan on driving. It's a night for Uber.
There you go.
We'll have Uber's official sponsor of that, Big Daddy, because that's a great party, man. It sounds good.
And one of these days, I'm going to see you at one of these parties, Joe.
You know what? You've been great through the years, and I have never gone to one of these.
Well, I know you're a busy guy, man. Everybody wants
to
go.
Well, I got to tell you, man, I always appreciate it. Don't think that I don't appreciate you always think of me during these things up there as I become an old man here doing all this stuff. So what's new at the zoo right now? What do we got?
Well, we got all kinds of stuff. We're building a new hospital we're going to be breaking ground on. It's a $25 million hospital. It's going to be phenomenal. We're going to be doing a whole new tiger exhibit where you're going to be able to go nose to nose with the tigers right up to a piece of glass. We're extending the big giraffe feeding platform. So a lot of people go out there under shade to feed the giraffe and explore that.
Great plan.
Yeah. So no, there's a lot of things. It's constantly changing. We've got several animals that, had a busy,
good
summer, so they're going to be delivering some babies soon.
Yeah, yes,
there you go. So we got some babies coming along. So things are always changing. You know, I've been there, like I said, going on 46 years now. No day is the same.
Yeah. How many years you been there now?
46, brother. 46 years. I can't believe it.
They can't kick us out. No. You love what you do, though.
I do love what I do.
So when people go, Ron, have you thought about retirement? And you're going, I get to go like to Africa and stuff to do.
You know, why I always tell people, when you get paid to do things that people pay to do, it's a scam. I've been living a scam for 46 years.
Be careful on that one down here. But you have not been a scam.
Listen, I get
you're one of the best things we have down here. You really are,
Joe,
Ron. What you have done.
I get to come out here and do the Joe Rose Show and meet people like you. I'll never forget the first time I met you. I said, oh my God, he caught Marino's first TD pass. This is Joe Rose. And I couldn't believe how down there. I'm not trying to patronize your joke, but I mean it from the bottom of my heart. From the first day I met you with your family, this guy, you're the real deal, brother.
All right. Well, you're going to stay on the rest of the show because you're stroking me like that. So anyway, Hey, so I got to ask you, somebody asked, we always talk about this. Talk about the Everglades with me for just a second. You're affiliated with it. I'm guessing you get asked about the Everglades all the time. Is the snake thing still out of control, or does it get any better with all the programs of hunting and the eggs together? And now we can.
Joe, I'll tell you, you know, we have that python roundup every year, that whole catch the pythons.
Really good time to get all the rednecks together.
Out there catching the snakes, but you're not even making a dent into those populations. That's more of a PR campaign to raise awareness about how bad this problem is. But at the end of the day, Joe, I've been out there, and this has been my life. I've walked right by one, didn't even see it until one of the indigenous people said, hey, look, there's one right there. I go, oh my God, I didn't even see it. There are tens of thousands of these pythons out there. Tens of thousands. There's no way we're going to eradicate them short of some kind of weird 10-day freeze coming across. It's a problem we have to live with now. The best we can do is try to manage it. And that's what they're doing. They're all doing all kinds of research. You know, they got the bunnies now that they've put the little programmers in so they can track them, catch them that way. They've, you know, used these Judas pythons to try to find other pythons. So there's a lot of research. There's a lot of work being done, but it's altered that landscape forever.
So what happens to what happens to the Panthers? And
the Panthers, you know,
they're going to survive.
They're going to survive. But, you know, you have different landscapes. For instance, you know, we've lost areas where the pythons are. There's no more raccoons. There's no more rabbits. There's no more possums. And they are not becoming extinct. They're just moving to another area. But when they move to another area, it has a domino effect because those animals were seed dispensers, you know, the dispersers. They would eat something, poop the seeds out. The whole environment changes. When you lose that key link in that chain, that environment changes. It has a domino effect. So we don't know what the long-term effect is going to be.
Wow.
But we live in a state, you know, it's the Ellis Island of exotic animals.
Yeah.
And there are more non-native reptiles in the state of Florida than there are native ones. That's how bad it is. Yeah. Oh, everything from tegus to pythons to chameleons, stuff that doesn't belong here. They're all over the place.
People had pets at one time and decided you couldn't take care of it. Let me dump it out in the old
Everglades, South Florida. Somewhere. And what happens is, you know, that happens in Michigan, that happens in New York. First winter, everything dies, freezes out. Right. Happens here in Miami. It's like Club Med for reptiles, man. And these things are
this destroyed. Is even better here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So how the alligators hold up with this whole thing? Are they great survivors
thing? Are survivors. They've been around for millions and millions of years. But, you know, it's ironic because, like, the South Florida Everglades alligators are not nearly as big and as rotund as the ones in Central and Northern Florida.
I did not know
that. No, they're not. Yeah, they're not. They're not nearly as big and massive as the ones you see in Central and North Florida because the environment's been altered so much.
Wow. I always wonder what it's going to look like down the road because Everglades is one of the most beautiful things we have.
It's not just beautiful.
Airboats.
It's our livelihood, man. Yeah. People don't realize that. Whether it's the water that we drink, whether it's the tourists that come in here to go fishing, We depend on the Everglades. I tell people all the time, you know, even if you don't care about animals, even if you don't care about wildlife, that Everglades is a direct correlation to our quality of life here. Whether it be tourism dollars coming in, whether but like the water we drink, the environment that we live in, by protecting those Everglades, we're protecting ourselves. Even if we never go to visit them,
right?
Protecting them, we're protecting ourselves.
Is the state doing enough? Or obviously they're trying.
I will tell you that you know, one of the positive things I have to say about the state. The governor's office is that they have done a lot for the Everglades. They have really sunk in a lot of money into the Everglades, into restoration.
Yeah, I think everybody gets how important it is.
Yeah, you can't overemphasize.
West side
it,
over here, it's
you can't overemphasize how important it is. So, I'm very pleased with the state doing that. They've dedicated significant dollars.
Well, let's pump up this thing one more time, if you would, for Zoo Miami. What a great event.
Monster Masquerade, open bars, 20 of the best restaurants. You're going to have a great costume contest. You got the tiger feeding. You got fire dancers. You got photo booths. You got all kinds of stuff. It's one of the best parties in South Florida. Adults only, 21 and over. Okay, so we have the costume contest for a best all around, best couple, and best group. Some great prizes there. Use the code RONMM25. You get 15% off of the $150 ticket, which brings you down. And then you can get the four-pack, which is $500 for four tickets. Add the 15% to that. You're paying basically $100 for all you can eat, all you can drink in a town that's the most expensive to eat.
Grab your friends. Go out.
Man. Have fun. And, have fun.
Have all the drinks you want. Get a little silly and get a little wild. It's okay to get older and get a little immature.
We've earned it.
And bring it out
We've
a little
it.
Bit. And just make sure you got somebody driving you if you're going to drink the way
Absolutely.
I drink.
Or do the Uber thing, man. Do the Uber thing.
Good way to go. Ron, thank you, man. So glad you had time to
always a pleasure,
come
buddy.
On in here and join us. Ron McGill from Zoo Miami, the CEO of Dade
just
County.
The communications director.
I was going to try to do it with a straight face, and I knew you were like, Joe, why do you got to give me that
come
title?
Come on, Joe.
Who's the big boss? Like, is there
a director? His director, Will Elger, is the director of this.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is he's all right? We like him, right? Trying to put the new slide in the water park?
That's done. We beat that, brother. That's done.
They moved on to a new location.
That's one of the things I'm most proud of in my career is that we beat that boondoggle. Jesus Christmas.
I'll tell you what, you were strong, man.
I was.
You know what? There was no more nice Ron shaking hands and kissing babies. Like, oh, no.
I was prepared to lose my job over that. So I told him, I said, fire me, but I'm not stopping.
I think when everybody saw that, that's when everybody really got behind it. Like, when you said, this is not good for what I'm about. and we're about.
And I'm telling you, Joe, again, in my 46-year career, it's one of the things I'm most proud of in my entire career, and most thankful to the community. I believe in that saying, when the people lead, the leaders will follow. And those people demonstrated that during that.
Well, I got to tell you, that was fantastic, man. Can't say enough about that job you did. Ron, thank you, brother.
Thank you, Joe.
Appreciate it. Great talking to you as always.
And please go Dolphins.
Yes, go Dolphins. Figure it out, man. Figure it out. Tua, get it going, man. Defense, get it rolling a little bit. Atlantic Men's Clinic. Boy, I tell you what, ED and low T, it's a bad thing. Ron was asking me about it. So, Ron, don't worry about ED and low T. Go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. You'll never go wrong. I'm telling you, whether it's just your energy level, your sex drive, hey, man, it happens to every guy out there. I'm telling you right now, every guy goes through it. Sometimes in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, if you're going through it, I want to let you know, go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Nobody does it in a more professional way. First class, great facilities to go to and get great results. To be honest, you get the T, the PSA test. Not only that, you meet with their professional staff. That's why it's so important to set up that first appointment. Hear them out. Tell them what's going on with you. They'll tell you they got a program for you to get great results quickly. That's the number one question I get asked when guys come on, how fast before this kicks in? I know they're talking about the ED part, not the low T. Hey, man, they're both important. I don't know about you, but I want to have more energy to play tennis and walk and stay active like I used to. And I get it. Not to mention being able to chase that little wife of mine around. 7 locations in South Florida to serve you. Brand new location in Hollywood. 877-455-7300. Please set up that first appointment. Go in and hear what they have to say. Jump on the program. It works. Unbelievable results. Visit LandingMansClinic.com for more information.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.